Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. We've got a free newbie lesson for all of you today, and it's called No More. My name is JP.
Hola, soy Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Now, before we start, I just want to tell everybody that's listening on iTunes that we have a lesson every day. They come in different levels. We also have videos, and you can check them all out if you go to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and sign up for a 7-day free trial. We'll give you access to everything, and I think you're going to like it. So, Lily, No More. What is this about?
Well, it's about what you need to learn how to say when you go to Latin American places.
Okay.
And they tell you white lies, like, this is the last one.
This is the last what?
Drink, of course.
Oh.
You know how they're always like, come on, one more, and then we'll talk business. Never
okay.
happens.
No.
So we're going to teach you how to say no more.
Okay.
Okay.
Draw the line.
Yeah. So you can say, no puedo más.
No puedo más. That means I can't do it anymore. I can't anymore.
No puedo más.
No puedo más. So we're going to listen for that phrase, no puedo más, in the dialogue, which you're about to hear 3 times.
Dialogue, first time.
No más.
Otra. Festeja conmigo.
No puedo más.
Una más.
Está bien. La última.
Second time.
No más.
Otra. Festeja conmigo.
No puedo más.
Una más.
Está bien. La última.
Third time.
No más.
Otra. Festeja conmigo.
No puedo más.
Una más.
Está bien. La última.
All right, we're back and we're going to start with the translation.
No más.
No more.
No más.
That's enough.
No más. Otra. Festeja conmigo.
One more. Celebrate with me.
Otra. Festeja conmigo.
One more. Celebrate with me.
Otra. Festeja conmigo. No puedo más.
I can't do it anymore.
No puedo más.
I can't anymore.
No puedo más. Una más.
One more.
Una más.
One more.
Una más. Está bien. La última.
Okay. Last one.
Está bien. La última.
Fine. Last one.
Está bien. La última.
I've had this conversation many times before.
Of course. You always hang out with us.
I know. I've been both parties, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've been the instigator,
yeah.
And how do you say it? The instigator? Instigatee? The victim.
I've been the victim of the temptation, yes.
That's true.
Yeah. Not much to say more about that. Let's take a look at the dialogue. So we're going to start with no more.
No más.
No más. No, that's pretty easy. No más means no more. It's 2 words. No means no. And más?
More.
More.
No okay. más.
No más. Okay, and that's when you want to cut yourself off. No más.
Otra. Festeja conmigo.
Okay, now what is this word otra? That's like another, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Otra.
You can also yell that at the end of a concert.
Of course. I was going to say that. You read my mind. You know when everybody is like, otra. Otra.
Mm-hmm.
That means another one.
Okay, and another song, right?
Yes, another song. But you know, it's very funny because a lot of international singers and bands, mm-hmm. that they all come to Mexico, you know,
yeah,
Rolling Stones, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So people start, otra, otra. And they have to know that we expect for them to come back. Although it's finished,
mm-hmm.
they come back and play 1 or 2 more.
Right, the yeah. encore, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So here, we're not referring to a song, but we're referring to a drink.
Yes.
Okay, another one, another round, right?
Otra.
Otra. Okay, and then party with me.
Festeja conmigo.
Okay, now let's look at this word conmigo. This means with me, right?
That's right.
And it's all one word.
One word.
In English, it's 2 words.
I know. You'd
okay.
like to separate things.
Okay.
Conmigo.
Conmigo is 1 word. It means with me. Okay, now how about celebrate with me?
Festeja.
Festeja. That's a fun word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's festejar, to celebrate. And here, he's giving a command. Celebrate with me. Festeja conmigo.
No puedo más.
No puedo más. I can't anymore. Now, this is a verb poder,
mm-hmm.
right? And it means to be able to. And so literally, it's I cannot anymore. Okay, can't do. In English, we have to say, I can't do anymore. I can't drink anymore. We have to put the action in there. In Spanish, you can just say, no puedo más.
Yeah.
Okay, it means you're done.
No puedo más. Una más.
Una más. Okay, one more.
Yes.
Right? One more. Una means one.
Yes, una is referring to the drink.
The drink.
Okay. And then, está bien.
Está bien, that's an agreement, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Está bien, it's okay.
Complicity, está bien. Let's not break that down. Está bien means okay.
Yes, okay. Está bien. And then, la última.
La última. Now, última means last.
Yes.
Right? And it's usually an adjective, but when we put the word la in front of it, the last, it's just like English, the last one, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's listen to this dialogue again three more times.
Dialogue, first time.
No más.
¡Otra! ¡Festeja conmigo!
No puedo más.
¡Una más!
Está bien. La última.
Second time.
No más.
¡Otra! ¡Festeja conmigo!
No puedo más.
¡Una más!
Está bien. La última.
Third time.
No más.
¡Otra! ¡Festeja conmigo!
No puedo más.
¡Una más!
Está bien. La última.
Okay, we're back. Imagine if this poor guy is doing tequila shots. Oh, yeah.
You gotta stop.
Yeah, you
At
do.
At some point, you can't just keep going when your friends want you to... want you to keep going.
Yeah, but remember that the big difference is that in Mexico it's not tequila shots.
It's not.
No, you sip it and you have a beer and...
Okay, that's when you're hanging out with the Mexican friends.
Yeah,
but you're there on spring break with all your...
Oh, well, yeah. We need to provide whatever our consumers are asking.
Okay.
And they're asking for body shots and stuff like
goodness.
That. So, okay. What can we do? No, but if you're going on a business trip and everything, usually they will order a tequila. Mm-hmm. And it's very funny because a lot of them, they put it not in the shots, glasses.
Yep.
They put it in the cognac glass.
Oh, the snifter.
Yeah, the snifter.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the tequila there and then they hold it for a long time in your hand. Mm-hmm. So it becomes a little warm.
Right.
So people love to do it.
Okay.
It's part of, you know.
But that's sippy, right? You don't slam the
snifter,
no.
No, because it's good tequila.
Okay.
Usually. If it's not that good, then you're going to drink it and mix with other stuff.
Oh, okay, with mixers. And...
Yeah. In fact, if you're interested about tequila, we did a show on Del Taco al Tango.
Okay, well, let's link that in on the introduction.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So any questions you have for us, just go to the comment section.
And you'll find that at SpanishPod.com. For now, it's time for us to go.
Hasta luego.
Ciao.